Blog Talk Radio.
I've often said a man's character is not judged after he celebrates a victory by what he does when his back is against the wall. So no matter how great the setback, how severe the failure, you never give up. You never give up. You pick yourself up. You brush yourself off. You push forward. You move on. You adapt. You overcome. That is what I believe.
They've been lying to you, man. There ain't no such thing as a hero. You have become addicted to the illusion of what a hero is. You think you need someone to tuck you in bed and not kiss you on the cheek and tell you that everything is all right.
Your heroes, children, they fight only for their own selfish vanity and greed.
Hey, kids, all praise be to the virtue of hustle, loyalty, and respect.
And who am I to say that?
What am I?
I used to be the type of kid that would always think the sky is falling. Why am I so differently wired? Am I a Martian? What kind of twisted experiment am I involved in? And I don't need no psychologist trying to diagnose. I have all these underlying problems, thinking he can try and solve them.
John Cena.
You remind me of one of those thoroughbred horses.
And he races.
And he wins.
And he wins. And the people, they just cheer for him.
But off in the distance, there's a woman's voice.
And if you fall, I'll get you.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to a special edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Will, Willie Boy Remote. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
WrestleMania weekend, man. Man, did you, I know you saw the Hall of Fame, the WWE Hall of Fame yesterday. Let's first talk about that before we go into WrestleMania. What was your thoughts on that yesterday, watching that?
Well, I thought it was awesome, man.
It was one of the best Hall of Fames I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I was thinking about it yesterday. I was like, wow, this is like the best Hall of Fame ever. I mean,
yeah.
The only ones that rival it is the one that happened last year when Mick Foley and Trish and Booker T, Bruno Sammartino went in, and the one with Hogan when Hogan,
right.
I'm trying to remember, Roddy Piper and some other legendary guys. It might have been Iron Sheik also, but I'm not sure. But they had like a strong class also.
Yeah, yeah. And this class, you had Ultimate Warrior, Razor Ramon, was one of my favorite wrestlers growing up as a kid. Paul Bearer.
Yeah, even Mr. T as a celebrity was a big one. And normally the sub B is the weakest link in these inductions.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was a great ceremony. Although I think some of the speeches did go a little too long.
I.e., Mr. T.
Yeah,
I mean, I like
you wrote a novel out there.
To be honest with you, I like this speech, but it was too long. It was, you know, too long for real.
Yeah, I mean, I love my mom too, but he could have did that in 10 to 15 minutes and be over with it, but he went on and on about his mom you know, there was one point where he said, he said something like, every time I hear stories of my mother, a tingle goes up my body, or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Is his mom still alive?
No, his mom has passed.
When did she pass?
I'm not sure. years ago. Because I remember he was saying that Howard Stern, like, this was like 10 years ago or more, I think. Yeah.
So no wonder he's so emotional about his mother.
Yeah, he went on and on about he didn't mention anything about WrestleMania.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna talk about Hogan, but I guess he just, you know, lost track of time, because I thought he was gonna talk about more about Hogan, WrestleMania One, the Roddy Piper thing, but he just he did you know, speak a lot about his upbringing, a lot more than what was expected.
Yeah, I mean, and doesn't WWE have people who, like, review their speeches just to make sure that, these speeches are on a certain time limit?
I assume so, because last year I heard that everybody had, like, a 10-minute time limit, 10-minute time limit, last year.
What the hell? I guess this year they let them just do whatever they want then.
I guess since it was, WWE, network, they didn't have, since, it's live, it's live, they don't have to,
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Time, they don't have, like, the network, when it's on USA Network, Since
right.
they only have time for, like, two or three on the,
right.
On the show, so I guess since they're on the WWE Network, they gave them a little bit more freedom, but
right.
And by, Kane had to come out to I was like, "Man, is this part of the show?" Wasn't it? Because they play his music and everything, but
that's funny.
But Mr. T, he did apologize, because he didn't realize he did go, too long.
Yep.
And I was afraid for him that people were going to start losing their patience with him, start booing him because he's, talking too long. But,
They liked it. They were chanting.
But, yeah.
They're doing the what chants.
Yeah.
And he was like,
thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, it was a great speech, though.
It was. I thought also Jake the Snake had a great speech.
Oh,
emotional
yeah.
speech at that.
So. Lita was great, too.
Oh, yeah. Lita had to use props.
Mm-hmm.
She had the beer and the mask.
Yep.
The warrior speech, it's a little emotional also, although, he was angry about that DVD that WWE
right.
released.
Exactly.
Years ago about this self-destruction of the Ultimate Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like everything is forgiven now since, he signed the multi-year deal with WWE.
Yep.
But overall, it was a great ceremony. I'd say it was the best Hall of Fame induction ceremony so far yet for WWE.
Yeah. It looks like the tag team match just started now.
Yeah, right now it's the Usos versus Los Matadors versus Real Americans versus Rive Axel.
Hmm.
And it looks like the remaining team right now is Usos versus the Real Americans.
Oh, so the other two teams got eliminated already?
Yep.
Really? Wow.
So right now, it's just those two teams left right now in the ring. Yeah, this is a pre-show going on. Real show starts at 7. But so going forward, moving on to WrestleMania, what match or matches are you looking forward to tonight?
Oh, man. Clearly, I'm looking forward to seeing if Daniel Bryan wins the gold. If I'm expecting him to get past Triple H and
mm-hmm.
Defeat Orton and Batista, and I'm starting to think that they might, since we don't know if it's a no disqualification match between the Triple H and Orton, Triple H versus Daniel Bryan, I'm thinking maybe they might find a way to make it a fatal four-way.
Yeah, you're right.
By the way, as long as Daniel Bryan comes out as champion, that's all I care about.
Yeah,
and
which will happen, so.
Yeah, and I expect, Stone Cold to make an impact in the main event.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even The Rock. Maybe The Rock might even get, because there's rumors he might be, he's here. So hopefully, maybe, if that's the case, I think Brock Lesnar, after the match, is going to attack The Rock if he is there.
Yeah, I think so.
And that should be The Rock's last WrestleMania match coming next year, because there's rumors that he's going to finally accept the Hall of Fame induction, which is reportedly he turned it down several times because he felt he was still, you know, even though at that time he was, you know, doing movies, he didn't feel like he was retired. So if that's the case, if he does accept it, then the Lesnar match between him is most likely going to be his last.
Wow. Let's hope that's not his last. Let's hope there's many more to come, but it's looking more and more like that, you know.
Yeah.
Time in WWE might be over, just like Derek Jeter's time in MLB.
Yep. I expect Stone Cold to the Stone Cold Stunner at some people.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too.
Oh, yeah, because Stone Cold said that, you know, if he's not going to pop up, go to WrestleMania just to show up. If he's going to, he's gonna make an impact.
Yep.
So expect one person to get stunned. I'm guessing it would be Orton and Batista.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially Orton.
I hope he stuns Orton.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sweet.
Orton basically has his move.
Yeah. RKO. It's like they're both snakes.
Yeah. But what else? The match I'm looking forward to tonight to seeing the most will probably be the triple threat. I want to see if Daniel Bryan, you know, goes into that match. Well, first he's gonna have to be Triple H to go into the match, but
yep.
I want to see that match to see Daniel Bryan finally not get screwed out of the title and win it for the fans.
Oh yeah.
Oh, by the way, the Usos just won the...
They retained the titles.
The Fatal 4, yeah. They just retained it, so...
Oh, cool.
No surprise, because I thought they were going to win it anyway.
Because my thing had a delay, so it just... I had to press the 10-second thing, so...
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, the WWE Network, it's had some delays and it freezes, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it's not as seamless as I thought it would be.
Yeah, although, like, when I was watching the Hall of Fame last night, the Lita thing, I couldn't hardly watch it because it kept freezing.
Me too. Yeah, so I guess it wasn't just me. My thing that was there. It was doing it to everybody, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But after that, the rest of the speeches were okay after that.
Yeah, but some of the stuff did mess up. I think some of the Ultimate Warriors thing kind of messed up too, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the Lita one was really...
Yeah, WWE Network needs to fix that.
Yep, oh.
So the Usos just won. They retained the tag team titles. Oh, it looks like Ryback is going to split up here, right?
Oh, my thing still hasn't ended. They're about to do a double.
Well, not Ryback, so I mean the Real Americans. Looks like
really?
Swagger's yelling at Cesaro for losing.
Now they just retained it for me. I'm like a few minutes behind you now.
Oh, okay. This might be where Cesaro turns into a good guy, maybe.
Yeah. You could clearly see Cesaro's, you know, he's starting to have a face turn a bit, you know. Right now they're showing the replay of how the match ended.
Okay, Swagger was about to put Cesaro in an ankle lock, but his name? Stopped
I bet him. He. Who? Coulter?
Yeah. Looks like they're going to shake. Swagger's going to shake Cesaro's hand, and Coulter is telling him to shake hands. I sense there's going to be a screw job here.
I think so, too. Right now, I'm seeing Cesaro lying on the ground. And Coulter is talking to Cesaro. I'm like a few minutes. Now Swagger is getting into the ring now. That's how behind I am, man.
Okay, I need to refresh mine because mine's just froze.
Hmm.
Hopefully it's not like that the entire night.
Yeah, I hope not too, man.
Paying $10 a month for this shit.
What other match did we not cover? I'm trying to think what other match we didn't cover.
Cesaro just did
the swing.
The swing to
the Swagger.
Swagger. Yeah, it looks like they might be split up.
Yeah. Oh, now he's putting the ankle lock on him. See how behind I am? I'm so behind. This is more than 2 minutes behind. I'm at least 5 minutes behind or something.
Yeah, it looks like Cesaro left the wing now, so looks like they might be split up now, maybe.
Yeah, they are. Because by the time I catch up to you, man, the pay-per-view event is going to be over.
Yeah, so let's go over some other matches. We talked about some of those matches on your shows. What match you said you're looking forward to see the most?
Oh, yeah, the same one you're looking for, the Triple Threat and, of course, The Undertaker.
Versus
Brock Lesnar.
You know, the Undertaker match, I expect him to win, so I'm not looking forward to that as much. You know?
Right. Yeah, it's not going to be surprising. This is like the first one in a while that he's not, that you're scared of the streak ending.
Right. And
now he's doing the swing on him.
Oh, you
see it? Steph Colton is about to die.
But in an Undertaker match, I mean, the only thing that would surprise, if Sting comes out, that would be the most, the greatest thing to happen tonight.
Oh, yeah. I think it's finally going to happen, man.
Well, if that's true, then that's going to be a great thing to see.
Oh, yeah. Because if it doesn't happen tonight, then that's it, man. You might as well put that to rest along with the Shawn Michaels versus Rock match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Those dream match, if he doesn't pop up tonight or tomorrow, if he doesn't pop up by tomorrow night, then man, you could
never gonna happen.
You could just play down WWE 2014 because it's not gonna happen. And right now, Booker T is here, Trish, and Alex Riley are doing commentary for the pregame.
Yeah, and the other match tonight, Cena versus Bray Wyatt, that's like the main event of the night. That'll probably be the last match. Well, do you think they're going to...
No, I think it's going to be Daniel Bryan, or it could be Undertaker, if Sting pops up.
Okay, yeah.
Because the only way I can see it, I think Daniel Bryan's one's going to be the last match.
Right.
Or if Sting pops up, I think the Undertaker Brock Lesnar would be the last one.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, because I mean, then again, if Daniel Bryan does win it, you know, it's gonna be like a big spectacle they're gonna make.
Yeah.
For him, you know, winning the championship. So you're probably right.
I think it's gonna be just like WrestleMania 10. If he wins, I think you're gonna see the legends carry him over his shoulder with the titles.
All the people, you see, everybody comes out, all the Daniel Bryan fans just carrying him on their shoulders, chanting yes.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to be great. It's going to be great to see.
Looking forward to that for sure.
And the Divas match, I think, I don't know, I think either AJ keeps the title or her bodyguard wins it.
Repeat that?
I think in a Divas title match, either AJ keeps it or her, what's her name? Her bodyguard. I keep forgetting her name.
Oh, Tamina.
Tamina wins it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. That'd be definitely epic.
And I found out Tamina has two kids.
Yeah, you told me.
She's been divorced. Yeah.
Yeah, you told me.
And she's like, what, 30, like 36, I think.
Probably.
Yeah, she's like in her late 30s, so. But yeah, I was surprised to see that also.
She's a little older than I thought.
How old did you think she was?
I thought she was like maybe 32.
Nah. Well, she does look older when you look at her. I mean, she doesn't look like a young girl, but yeah.
I didn't think she was 25, but.
Yeah, she's 36, has two kids. She was at the ceremony yesterday with Rock's mom and Rock's daughter. Yeah.
That's why it made me wonder, like, he might show up tonight.
You know, it'll be good to see. Like I told you, if he shows up tonight, he has to rock bottom someone.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
So, but yeah.
Speaking of the Diva, they're showing the recap of the Diva Invitational with AJ and Tamina standing, you know, like outside the ring when they name all the 155 divas that she's going to compete.
Oh.
You probably get everybody, man.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough match for her.
Oh, yeah.
But I think if she does retain, I think Tamina will help her out, though.
No. Tamina's going to try to win.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because you know what? This is going to be like Shawn Michaels and Kevin Nash with Diesel, basically. She's going to break out from being her bodyguard. Yeah, this would be a perfect chance for her to win.
Yeah, exactly. And being a dominant force in the women's division.
Exactly.
Yeah,
They always portray her as a dominant force. But then afterwards, I don't know what happened. You know, they didn't push her anymore. And then afterwards, you know, now she can't return as AJ's bodyguard. So now this will the push there.
And you think if she wins the championship, she'll turn the face and just split up with AJ? Do you think if she wins the championship tonight, she'll turn face and turn on AJ?
Yes.
Yeah. Probably will happen, but overall, this WrestleMania should be good, you know?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, for sure.
Should definitely be good.
Can't wait.
So, Will, you have any last words before we end this?
You know, check out my show, What's Up in Legend, on next Sunday at 6 p.m. at WrestleMania. And, of course, come back Saturday at 11 p.m. and the regular edition of IMAC, starring you.
Yep, check out IMAC. Usual time slot Saturdays at 11. Check out Will's show, Sports Urban Legend, Sundays here on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. So for me, IMAC, and my co-host Will, see you next week. Enjoy WrestleMania.
Hear what you're thinking, all your doubts and fear. And if you look in my eyes in time, you'll find the reason I'm here. And in time, all things shall pass away. In time, you may come back someday to live once more, or die once more. But in time, your time will be no more. You know your days are numbered, count them one by one, like notches in the handle of an outlaw's gun. You can outrun the devil if you try, but you will never outrun the hands of time. In time there will surely come a day. In time all things shall pass away. In time you may come back, some say, to live once more, or die once more. But in time your time will be known.